Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqekithi yokholwa in our program called Heart and Soul. We are talking about the armor of God and I've been talking about faith since for the past 3 weeks or so. And I just feel led to just continue because it is very important and it is very vital for you as a child of God to have faith. You know, a lot of Christians have backslidden because they no longer have faith in the Lord. They feel like God has disappointed them. They are disappointed in the things that, have transpired in impilweni zabo. They just feel like, akusizi. You know, kuyafana. Let me tell you, akufani. UNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi why bekumele ukuthi akundlulise labo undlula khona. You know, I'm a journey's way to our fani. As you came to the earth, you did not just come here, I don't believe that you came here by your own choice, but you came here as an assignment by God. God has assigned you here to the earth and he gave you a blueprint ukuthi uzele ini la emhlabeni. And in that blueprint, kukhona ama stumbling blocks ozondlula kuwo. Kukhona izimo ozobhekana nazo. Ezingafani nezimo abanye abantu abazobhekana nazo. Because those things are in line with your journey and your destiny. And in order for you to reach your destiny, you have to go through what you need to go through so that you can become the person that God wants you to be in order to accomplish what you need to be. So, I just want to encourage you not to give up on the Lord because of the things that you've been going through. If I could tell you what I've been through, you would never believe. And it would take up this entire program as well as the next few weeks. But I'm not here to do that. I'm here to teach you ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini empilweni yakho. I wanna encourage you to have faith. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu in Mark 11:24. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the present tense. Whatever it is that you pray for, whether it's healing, you pray for it and you believe that you receive it now. Because you do receive it now in the spirit realm, right? And you will have them. You know why the Bible says that? These terms have actually been put in gamnand because Jesus understood at the time ukuthi the spirit realm is always ahead of schedule. Izinto eziningi, they've already happened in the spirit realm and then they manifest in the physical realm later. Let me make an example. And I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you have a dream of a death in the family, someone dying or something happening in your family, something that's unfavorable. Into ngasimnandi inehlela. You know, you have that nightmare. And then mawuqeda ukuphupha lelo phupho uphaphame, but mawuthi uyabheka ayikake yenzeki leyo nto leyo. You know why? It's because the Lord took you to the future. Because thina we serve a God who lives in eternity. UNkulunkulu, he can take you to the past. Ayokubonisa ukuthi kwenzakalani in the past. Because he is not in the past. He can take you to the present and he can take you to the future. Ubani wathatha wamikiswa to the future na uJohane, the Revelator, the one who wrote the book of Revelations. He was taken to thousands of years ahead when the Lord was judging the whole earth, when the earth was thrown into the lake of fire, where books were opened and where there was judgment. Ukuthi lababona, they are going into the New Jerusalem and he saw the New Jerusalem. It's because the Lord took him to the future. Why? It's because that's accessible to the Lord our God because uNkulunkulu akekho esikhathini, he lives outside of time. So there are things that happen in the spirit realm. You know, and when these things happen in the spirit realm, azikaka yenzeki, azikaka manifesti ezweni lenyama, right? So then when the Lord shows you ukuthi something is coming, you are then able to reverse the spiritual transaction. Uyakhona ukuhamba uyoyikhansela ezweni likamoya. Then ukuthi mawuqeda ukuyikhansela through prayer, you cancel that thing. And then mawuqeda ukuyikhansela, a different experience or a different result happens in the spirit realm. And then bese ayisenzeki lana emhlabeni, umuntu akasafi, ayisenzeki leyo ngozi or whatever it is that you dreamt of. Because uNkulunkulu was showing you the future because the spirit realm is always ahead of schedule. Kanjalo, when you pray and ask God for something, you receive it ngaleso sikhathi leso omcela yona. right? Whether ucela umsebenzi or in, you receive it. In the spirit realm, you've received it. Uyiphethe. But kusadinga ukuthi bese isikhathi sala emhlabeni, ezweni labaphilayo noma ezweni lenyama, that thing is still yet to come here. Because the spirit realm is always ahead of schedule and the physical realm is always catching up. You know, in terms of what is happening in the spirit realm. And that's why Apostle Paul actually walk in the spirit. Because in the spirit, that's where the influence of what happens in the physical realm is. Whatever it is that we decree in the spirit realm, and when we talk about the sword of the spirit, whatever it is that in the book of Job, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Whatever it is that you declare, and Elizabeth, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Whatever it is that you speak in the spirit realm, it happens. Iyadala, noma iyadaleka ezweni likamoya. Bese emva kwalokho makuhamba isikhathi izo manifesta, izoyenza lokho esikubiza ukuthi manifestation ezweni lenyama. I hope ukuthi ibandla liyangizwa namhlanje kuseni. So when you read the book of Genesis chapter 1, the book of Genesis 1 is the book of creation. That's where God in his mind is creating. But the book of Genesis chapter 2 is the book of manifestation, because that is where God is manifesting that which he created in Genesis 1. That's where it finds its physical form. That's where he's actually now manifesting it. Because God always creates outside of manifestation. But then he also manifests that which was created in his mind. I hope ukhona ongizwayo ekuseni. So kanjalo, nawe ngifuna ukusho ukuthi ukholwa kwakho kubalulekile. You must always know ukuthi whatever it is that you have asked from the Lord, you have it. Do not doubt in your heart. Whatever it is that you have asked from the Lord, you have it. But the minute that you doubt, that's where you give the enemy access to steal the things ezakho. Umbuso obumnyama urich nje. It is the things that sizicelile kuNkulunkulu. Saba discouraged endleleni. And then the enemy in the spirit realm was able to steal those things. Because those things have been given legal right to manifest in the physical realm. But angeke zisamanifestele wena. Ziyo manifestela bona. Because wena, you don't believe. Bona, they believe. You, as a child of God, you need to stand on the word of God. Hey, faith is very deep, Bazalwan. I thought ukuthi ngizongena in the actual instrument, but I'm still talking about faith. Litilana in the book of Revelation, Romans chapter 11, verse 20. Romans 11, verse 20. And you stand by faith. Without faith, the soldier is totally unqualified to face the battle of life. Number one, he is unclothed, he is vulnerable, and he is heading for destruction. The devil always overcomes the unbelieving Christian through what? Discouragement. Through what? Sickness and death. Through what? Temptation and backsliding. Through what? Calamity and weakness. But faith makes the difference. Empilweni yakho. You need to have faith. Lize lithi lapha yana ku Romans 14 verse 23. For whatever does not originate and proceed from faith is sin. So an unfit and an untrained soldier dare not go into battle. An unfit and an untrained soldier dare not go into battle. Skilled soldiers are called to fight. So you need to take your rightful position as umntana kaNkulunkulu. You need to understand ukuthi thina asihambi ngokubona, sihamba ngokukholwa. We do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. We believe ukuthi whatever it is that we pray for. I mean, we even know the example of Daniel. Lichu kaNkulunkulu, he went into a partial fasting for 21 days. On the 21st day, that's where Gabriel was released and appeared aguye. Wathi from the first day, you humbled yourself before the Lord. From the first day, your answer was released. I was released. But in tema saying yizalana, then I was resisted emkhathini. So lalela, whatever it is that you have asked from the Lord, it has been released emazulwini. You just need to keep believing until you reach manifestation empilweni yakho. Ngithanda ukusho ke ukuthi whatever it is that you are believing God for, you must know that the spiritual realm is always ahead of schedule. You receive it ngaleso sikhathi, but you will have it a bit later. At times you just need to learn to be patient. Njengesikhukhukazi esibekele amaqanda, nawe udinga ukuthi uyisibekele lento omkholelwa yona uNkulunkulu until kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi izaleke ibe khona ibe senyameni. Then you will see the power of God bese soyafakaza nawe ukuthi nami uNkulunkulu ungenzele u1 no2 no3. uNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, until next week la sikhuluma khona ngengqikithi yokukholwa.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.